Working for the government isn't always easy, but after years on the federal payroll, John and Larry Dinger gained a unique honor. They're the first brothers in the Foreign Service to become U.S. ambassadors at the same time. The Dinger brothers look like diplomats in their dark suits. They speak quietly and politely, although it's hard to say if that comes from years of diplomatic training or just from growing up in Iowa. When we met the brothers a few weeks ago, they were on their way to visit their hometown. One brother is John Dinger, the U.S. ambassador to Mongolia. The first voice you'll hear is that of Larry Dinger. He's the U.S. ambassador to Micronesia, a collection of Pacific islands that the U.S. once controlled. The country is northeast of Australia and a long way from the Dinger's tiny hometown of Riceville.
Iowa was a great place to grow up, and now we've gotten into occupations where we've utilized, you know, the strengths that were built into us as kids.
I think, in particular, given our lives over the past 20, 25, 30 years, it's been really useful to have that that rock there. In fact, we both get the hometown newspaper,
absolutely,
the Riceville Recorder, and I read it every week.
The Riceville Recorder is delivered to Mongolia and Micronesia.
That's absolutely.
Right. Well, how long does that take?
It sometimes comes a little delayed, but you know that news is always
timeless.
Is always timely.
In my case, Micronesia is so closely aligned with us that they actually have a U.S. postal zip code.
Which is, just so I know, what is that zip code?
96941.
Thank you very much.
And actually, that is not the fastest way for me to get my newspaper because it ends up being boat mail sometimes. So I use the State Department pouch system to have the paper come, but I'm aiming to see it within 2 weeks of publication.
And this is one of those papers with the little gossip columns and 100 years ago this week in Riceville. And
I just heard they had a little something on me from 40 years ago in the most recent editions.
Neither of you has been sent to a country that is a member of the so-called Axis of Evil. I'm wondering, what are the front burner issues as you represent U.S. interests in your two countries right now?
The war against terrorism is at the top of every embassy's agenda, has to be. And we've worked very closely with the government there, and they signed on to the war against terrorism from day one.
We spent a lot of time helping American businesses succeed, either investing in, my case, Mongolia, or selling stuff to Mongolia. That's what we do.
What American companies have been investing in Mongolia lately?
Last June, Coca-Cola opened a bottling plant in Ulaanbaatar. It is the first international manufacturer of a consumer product ever to manufacture in Mongolia, and it was an American company. The next month, Boeing leased Mongolian Airlines its first new airplane ever, 737. And then in December, an American metals company called Gerald Metals bought Mongolia's largest bank.
Is there a Mongolian McDonald's?
Not yet, although in our efforts to increase the American business presence in Mongolia, we have been trying to matchmake between all the franchises. I was in the countryside of Mongolia. I was seeing, we have 85 Peace Corps volunteers in Mongolia, and two of them asked me to confirm a rumor that a Kentucky Fried Chicken was going to open up in Ulaanbaatar, and unfortunately, I could not confirm that.
You could not confirm it?
I had to say that I did not believe the rumor was correct.
Oh, okay. But there's a possibility of that sort of thing.
The Mongolians are very eager. Mongolia has an entrepreneurial class. They're very eager to bring in American franchises, whether it's KFC, McDonald's, Starbucks, anything. They just haven't found the match yet.
I wonder how much people in your two countries are thinking about America, thinking about the United States.
Well, in the FSM, they think about it all the time.
Because
we were the... Yeah, Micronesia. We were the trustee under the UN system after World War II for about 40 years. And we are by far the largest donor of assistance. Many Micronesians serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. They travel here all the time. We are the dominant outside influence, and so they think about us a great deal.
Serve in the U.S. Armed Forces.
They do. We have a compact of free association with this country, which includes defense rights and responsibilities and includes their right as enlisted folks to serve in our armed forces. They serve where we serve.
John Dinger is the United States ambassador to Mongolia. His brother Larry Dinger is the United States ambassador to Micronesia. Gentlemen, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Our pleasure.
And pleasure.